country cannot afford any further setbacks to normalcy, as it has already seen the negative repercussions across sectors during the pandemic, including learning loss by the children and reduced operation in businesses. It is unfortunate that we are where we are today, but we cannot condone lawlessness. And therefore, we are calling for inclusive and constructive dialogue with all stakeholders, inclusive of the government of Jamaica and the transport associations, to work through to an amicable resolution of the situation.